السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني أفقه قولي. ربي زدني علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم. إن شاء الله I hope that all of you are doing well. Today inshallah for our lesson we are going to continue where we left off. So inshallah, continuing from Surah Al-An'am, and our lesson today is going to be from ayah number 116 until ayah number 121. So we'll start first with the recitation of these ayahs, and then inshallah we will go ahead and look at the tajweed analysis and the rules that appear within our lesson for this week. So let's go ahead and recite our ayah starting from ayah number 116, if you all would like to open up your Qur'ans and follow along. Inshallah, from the beginning of the lesson. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa in tuti' akthara man fil ardi yudilluka 'an sabilillah. In yattabi'una illa adh-dhanna wa innahum illa yakhrusun. Inna rabbaka huwa a'lamu man yadhillu 'an sabilihi wa huwa a'lamu bil muhtadin. فَكُلُوا مِمَّا ذُكِرَ اسْمُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ إِن كُنْتُمْ بِآيَاتِهِ مُؤْمِنِينَ وَمَا لَكُمْ أَلَّا تَأْكُلُوا مِمَّا ذُكِرَ اسْمُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَقَدْ فَصَّلَ لَكُمْ مَا حَرَّمَ عَلَيْكُمْ إِلَّا مَا اضْطُرِرْتُمْ إِلَيْهِ وَإِنَّ كَثِيرًا لَيُضِلُّونَ بِأَهْوَائِهِمْ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِالْمُعْتَدِينَ وَذَرُوا ظَاهِرَ الْإِثْمِ وَبَاطِنَهُ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَكْسِبُونَ الْإِثْمَ سَيُجْزَوْنَ بِمَا كَانُوا يَقْتَرِفُونَ وَلَا تَأْكُلُوا مِمَّا لَمْ يُذْكَرِ اسْمُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَإِنَّهُ لَفِسْقٌ وَإِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ لَيُوحُونَ إِلَىٰ أَوْلِيَائِهِمْ لِيُجَادِلُوكُمْ وَإِنْ أَطَعْتُمُوهُمْ إِنَّكُمْ لَمُشْرِكُونَ.
Inshallah, that is our lesson, ayah 116 to ayah number 121. Let's go ahead and move back to the beginning of the lesson and take a look at the tajweed rules that are appearing within these ayahs. Starting from ayah 116, A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, wa'in tuti'. Here we are beginning with the rule of ikhfa. We have a noon sakin followed by the letter ta. So ta is one of the letters of ikhfa, meaning that we are going to hide the noon sakin within the makhraj of the letter ta. Wa'in tu. And then you are bringing the tongue towards the makhraj of the ta as you are saying the noon sakin. Tuti'. Ta here is going to be heavy. It is part of khussa, dakhth, and kidh. These are the permanently heavy letters. So ta is one of them. And then ayn is going to be a letter of tawassut, meaning that you are going to roll the sound around within the throat. Now ayn is already from the middle of the throat, meaning that there is going to be a little bit of that strangulation sound, a little bit of constriction towards this area of the throat. And because there is a sukun with tawassut, we are going to allow that sound to kind of roll around in the throat just a little bit. So you can kind of hear that sound is rolling just a bit. We are emphasizing that just because it does have that tawassut. Ekthara, gafir, is going to have hems. Hems meaning that there is going to be just a little bit of air that is exhaled when we have this letter with a sukun. The purpose of this is to make sure that we are able to hear this audible letter. Ek, ek. So you're hearing there is a little bit of air that's being expelled after we say this letter. That is the rule of hems. Ekthara, ra here is going to be heavy because it has a fatha. Mafi, this is going to be ikhfa, nun sakin followed by the letter fa, which is one of the ikhfa letters. Fil ardi, lam has tawassut, ra has tawassut. Ra in this case is going to be heavy, and dad is also heavy as well. So both of these letters are going to be heavy in this case. Yudilluka, dad again is going to be heavy, lam is going to be light. So let's not make this heavy. Yudilluka. So make sure lam does not become heavy here as well. And this is going to be a two-count mud. Yudillu, two counts. An sabilillah, this is again going to be ikhfa, nun sakin, followed by the letter seen, which is one of the ikhfa letters. So this nun sakin sound is hidden within that seen letter. Sabil, this is a two-count mud. Lillahi, name of Allah here, is going to be light. The letter before has a kasra, which is going to make the lam in the name of Allah light as well. And then here, because I have stopped, ha is going to have a sukun. Now I am going to make sure that when we have ha with sukun, we do give it proper hems, meaning that I am going and giving it a lot of air, bringing this down from the chest and making this a very audible letter. Sabilillah. So make sure that you are giving it a little bit of emphasis from the chest, that breathy quality, just to make sure that we're not dropping it and it is still audible, even though it has a sukun. Iyattabi'una, this is going to be idgham with ghunna. Nun sakin followed by the letter ya, which is one of the letters of yarmalun. And this is one of the letters specifically of yanmu. These are the four letters that have idgham with ghunna. So I am going to give this idgham. I'm going to merge the nun sakin within the letter ya. And then I'm also going to make sure I'm bringing that up into the nose. Iya. Iya. So give it some ghunna. Yattabi'una, ayn is going to be from the middle of the throat, and this is going to be a two-count mud in runa. Illa dhanna, dha is going to be heavy. This is part of khusa, dagd, and gild, which are the permanently heavy letters. Dhanna, noon has a shadda here, and when we have noon or mim with shadda, we are going to say this with ghunna, meaning that we are going to bring this up into the nose and we are going to emphasize this just a little bit, meaning that we are extending the amount of time that it is in the nose to properly show that there is ghunna. So because there is noon with a shadda or mim with a shadda, to emphasize that, we will just keep that in the nose just a little bit longer. Dhanna, dhanna. So just stay on it for a little bit just to show that it does have that shadda there. Wa innahum, this is going to be idhar. Nun sakin followed by the letter ha. This is one of the throat letters. Hamza ha, ayn ha, ghain kha. So when we have nun sakin followed by one of the throat letters, it is going to be pronounced very clearly. Nun sound is not merged. It is not hidden at all. You just pronounce it and give it a proper tawassut, meaning that you rest on this letter as well. Hum, mim has tawassut as well. Illa, this is a two-count mud. Yakhrusun, kha is going to have hems, has just a little bit of air that's going to escape from the throat. It is also a heavy letter, part of khusa, dakhd, and gilf. Ra in this case is also going to be heavy because it has a dhamma, and sad is permanently heavy, khusa, dakhd, and gilf, and we end here on a four-count mad'arid lissukun. Now let's look at the next ayah. Inna rabbaka. Noon here has a shadda. Make sure that you are spending just a bit of time on this letter. Inna. Just spend a bit of time because it does have a shadda, meaning that there is extra gunna here. Rabbaka, ra is going to be heavy because it has a fatha. Rabbaka huwa a'lamu. Ayin is going to be from the throat. It also has the wasut, so make sure that you roll that around in the throat just a little bit. A'lamu. Mayyadillu. This is going to be idgham with ghunna, noon sakin, and we are going to merge them together. And there is that noon sakin followed by the letter ya, part of yarmalun, part of yanmu, specifically idgham with ghunna. Mayyadillu. Bad is going to be heavy, permanently heavy, husadakh linkiv. An sabila. This is going to be ikhfa. B is a two-count mud, sebi, and then lihi, because I am stopping here, I am going to give ha a hams and a sukun, so give it just that little bit of air to show that it has sukun. An sabilih. This is going to be from the chest. If you are continuing, then this is going to be a two-count mud. In that case, it is going to be mud, sila, sughra. So we see that there is the ha damir. You can see that small sign of ya, which is a very good indication here that it is mud sila. And it is sughra because there is no four-count mud. It is only a two-count mud. And the letter before is not a hamza. So this is mud sila sughra. If you are stopping, you can just give this a sukun and just read this with hams. وَهُوَ أَعْلَمُ عَيْنَ is going to be from the middle of the throat. بِالْمُهْتَدِينَ لَمْ has the wasud. Ha is going to have hams. This is going to be closer to the chest. مُهْتَدِينَ. Bring that down from the chest. And this is a four-count med. فَكُلُوا two-count med. مِمَّا. Mim has a shadda. And this is again a two-count med. ذُكِرَ اسْمُ اللَّهِ. Ra here is going to be heavy because it has a fatha. Seen has safir, meaning it has just a little bit of whistle. Dukiras. So you can hear a little bit of that whistle as the air escapes the teeth. Mullahi, name of Allah here, is going to be heavy because the letter before has a dhamma. And the name of Allah is also going to be heavy as well. Dukiras mullahi. Alayhi, ayn is going to be from the middle of the throat. Lay is madlin, madan ma, 1.5. In kuntum, this is going to be ikhfa. Kuntum, this is also going to be ikhfa. Bi-ayatihi, bi-a is a two-count med. Ya is a two-count med. Tihi is a two-count med. The first of these are just med esni, and then the last part of this word is going to be a two-count med slila sughra. Again, I can see that small sign of ya, and then I can see that there is that ha for dhamir. So this is a two-count slila sughra med. Mu'minin, hamza here is going to have jahad. Make sure that you are abruptly stopping that sound to give it that quality of jahad. Make sure you're not rolling this around in the throat or bringing this up into the jowf, otherwise it will sound like a med. So we're not saying mu'minin or mu'minin, we are saying mu'minin. So that abrupt stopping of the sound is actually what is giving that hamza the proper sifat. So we are going to make sure we emphasize on that. Ayah number 119. Wama, two-count med, lakum, mim has the wasut, alla, and this is a two-count med, ta'kulu, hamza here is going to have, again, that sound of jahar, abrupt ending, that abrupt cutting off within the throat, ta'kulu, ta'kulu. So we're not saying ta'kulu, this is not a med, it is a hamza, ta'kulu. So give it that kind of quality and just abruptly allow it to stop in the throat. Kulu is a two-count med. Mimma, two-count med. Mim here has a shadda. So make sure that you are bringing this up into the nose and kind of holding it there for that gunna. Dhukira. Ra here is going to be heavy because it has a fatha. Dhukira smullah. Name of Allah here is going to be heavy because the letter before has a dhamma. Dhukira smullahi. Alayhi madlin. Ayn from the middle of the throat. Waqad. Qaf is going to be heavy. Dal has qalqala. This is one of the letters of Qutb Jad, which are the letters of Qalqala, meaning that when these letters have sukun, it will have a little bit of bounce. Waqad. So just give it a little bit of that bounce. Fasala. In here, Saad is going to be heavy. Lam is light. Fasala. So make sure Lam stays light. It does not become heavy. Lakumma. Here, Mim has a shadda. Bring this up into the nose. Ma is a two-count mad. Harrama, ra is going to be heavy because it has a fatha. Harrama, ha is going to be from the middle of the throat. Alaykum, ayn from the middle of the throat. Lay is madlin, maddan ma, 1.5. Kum, mim has the wasut. Illa, two count mad. Madturirtum. So here we have the letter dad. Dad has a sukun, but it is not a letter of qalqala, meaning that it is not going to bounce. So when we go on this letter dad with a sukun, we are not going to bounce on this letter. We are not going to create any sort of echo. Instead, what we are going to do is we are going to give this letter rikhawa, meaning that we are going to rest on this letter and allow the letters naturally to kind of pronounce its slifat. So we are going to say illa malb, malb. So now you can't really hear much of an echo. I'm not saying malb, malb. So there's no echo, there's no bounce. Just rest on this letter, malb. And because it is a heavy letter, you are naturally going to feel the mouth filling up. And this is one of the qualities of nod, that a lot of the mouth is being used. We learned that the tongue and the sides are used for this letter. So as you go to this letter, even though you are not giving it a bounce, you are not giving qalqala, you are still going to feel that mouth being filled up with the heaviness of this letter. Malb. Turirtum, and then ta is going to be with a dhamma. So you just rest on the dad and then go on to the ta. Malturirtum. Malturirtum, and then ra in this case is going to be light because it has a kasra. And then mim has tawassut ilay. This is madlin. Madanma ha is going to have hams. Wa inna, this is going to be noon with a shadda. Kathiran, this is going to be a two count med. Kathiran la yudhilluna, this is a noon tanween followed by the letter lam. So this is one of the letters of idgham. So for idgham we have yarmalun, and then we have the letters lam and ra, which are the two letters of idgham that they do not have gunna, meaning that you are not bringing them up into the nose and you are not going to pronounce them with that noon sakin sound. So when I say this letter, I am not saying any noon at all. I'm saying kathiralla. So just completely drop that noon and move on to the lam. I'm not going to say kathiran layu, kathiran la. So I'm not going to say that noon. Just completely drop it and just move on straight to the lam. Kathiran la yudhilluna. Dad is going to be heavy. Lu is a two count med. Bi ahwa'ihim. Ha is going to have humps, and this is going to come close from the chest. Wa ihim, this is a four count med. This is going to be med wajib muttasil because the med and the hamza are within that same word. Bi ahwa ihim, four count med. Bi ghayri, ghayn is going to be heavy. Ghay is madlin. Ra here is going to be light. Ilm, lam has tawassut, mim has tawassut. So make sure that you are resting on both of these letters because now we have two letters, one after another, that both have sukun and both have tawassut. Ilm. So make sure that you are giving proper time to both so we're not dropping either of them. Inna, this is going to be a noon with ishadda. Give that proper gunna. Rabbaka, ra here is going to be heavy because it has a fatha. Huwa a'lamu, ayn is going to be a letter with tawassut from the middle of the throat. Bil mu'tadin, lam has tawassut, ayn has tawassut. Again, ayn from the middle of the throat, and this is a four count med. Wadharu, dal here is light, ra is going to be heavy. Zahiral, dha is going to be heavy, it is part of khusada khtankidh. Hiral ithm, ra here is also going to be heavy because it has a fatha. Zahiral ithmi, lam has tawassut. Wa batina, ba is a two count med. Ta is going to be heavy, it is part of khusada khtankidh. And then here, because I have stopped, ha is going to have a hams. Again, make sure that it is coming close to the chest. Batina. From the chest, give it proper air. If you are not stopping here, then this would be a madsila kubara. So I can tell by that small wow or that small ya, it is madsila. I see there is a mad sign on top, so this is madsila kubara. To confirm, I look at the next letter, which is a hamza, and the letter before is a ha damir. So I know for sure this is madsila kubara. So if you are continuing, you will pronounce that as a four count med. Because I have stopped, ha here is going to have a sukun. Inna alladhina, the is going to be a two count med. Yaksibun, gaf is going to have hams. Give it a little bit of air. Yak, yak. So you can hear a little bit of air that's coming out, that exhale, after I have said this letter. Yaksibun al-ithm, lam has tawassut. Ithma sayujazawna, jim is going to have qalqala, has a little bit of that bounce, it is part of qasad dhakhtan kiv. Bima, two count med, ka, two count med, nu, two count med. Yaqtarifun, qaf is going to have qalqala, and ra here in this case is light because it has a kasra. Wala ta'kulu, hamza here is going to have again a little bit of that abrupt stop, that jahr, because hamza is one of those letters that the sound stops abruptly when it has sukun. Wala ta'kulu. Kulu. So make sure that you are emphasizing that. Kulu is a two-count med. Mimma is a two-count med. Lam yudhkar ismullah. Here, lam, mim has the wasut. Yudhkari, right here, is going to be light because it has a sukun. Karismullahi, seen has safir. Name of Allah here is heavy because the letter before has dhamma. Alayhi, rain from the middle of the throat. Lay is madlin. Wa innahu, two-count ha, lafisq. Qaf here is going to be heavy. It also has qalqala, kutubjad. Wa inna shayateena. Ya is a two-count mad. Ti is a two-count mad. Ta is also heavy. La yuhuna. Yu is two-count. Hu is a two-count mad. Ila awliya'ihim. So ila awliya'ihim. Both of these are four-count mad. The first one is a four-count mad. Ja'is munfasil. Mad and the hamza are within different words. And the second one is mad wajib muttasil because the mad and the hamza are within the same word. So pull both of these for four counts. أوليائهم ميم has توسط ليجادلوكم جاء is two count لو is two count ميم has توسط وإن أطاعتموهم نون has توسط أطاعتموهم طا is going to be heavy عين is rolling around in the throat تمو is a two count مد هم ميم has توسط إنكم ميم has توسط لمشركون را here is going to be light because it has a كسرة and then we end on a four count مد عدد للسكون. Inshallah, that is our lesson for this week, ayah number 116 to ayah number 121. We'll stop here for the next part of our class. Jazakallah khairan kathiran, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.